All right, well, now on to something completely different. What is it with zombies? The undead seem to be everywhere. They might even be getting ready to watch the World Cup. There are courses on zombies. They're taught now in college. And the Centers for Disease Control has a zombie site to engage new audiences. And Foreign Policy magazine reported recently on an unclassified government document titled ConOp 8888. It's a detailed synopsis on how the military could do battle with zombies. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Andrew Schneider of Houston Public Media looks at why the undead have gone mainstream.
NRG Stadium is home field for the Houston Texans football team, as well as the main venue for the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. But on a recent balmy Saturday night, this building served as an evacuation center as hordes of the undead roamed the city. That is, until it, too, was overrun. Well, not exactly. The stadium was the second stop on a national tour for The Walking Dead Escape, a live event based on the TV show and graphic novels. Some ticket buyers worked their way through an obstacle course as survivors. Others were made up as zombies or walkers and attempted to block the survivors' path. Among the volunteers at the event were staffers for Houston Zombie Walk, a group that organizes several events throughout the year to raise money for local charities. Darren Tompkins is the group's founder and president.
You always look for the pop culture, what's going to bring people out, and what's going to raise awareness for the things that we do. Zombies are wicked hot right now.
Monsters rise and fall in popularity according to what scares people most at any given moment. For example, at the height of the Cold War in the 1950s, aliens and atomic mutations were the rage. But it's rare for monsters to dominate the popular mindset the way zombies do today. In 2011, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention wanted a new way to teach people about disaster preparedness. They put together a blog post describing how to prepare for a zombie apocalypse, noting the same plans could be used for floods and earthquakes. The post generated so much traffic that the CDC website crashed. It wasn't long before the news media began invoking zombies to describe any number of real-world problems.
Bath salts. 31-year-old Rudy Eugene was described to be in a zombie-like state.
It's the high number of zombie foreclosures.
Squad on 4 investigates so-called zombie companies. We reveal concerns
into what some are calling a zombie plague.
To find out why zombies have, in effect, taken over, I spoke with Dick Dizel. Performing as Count Gore Duvall, Dizel has been a horror movie host on TV and the internet for more than 40 years. What makes for a good zombie story, he says, isn't the zombies at all. It's how people react when the monsters show up and society falls apart.
The zombie plague thing, well, it's the catalyst for the human interaction of the survivors. The drama is not so much the ghouls trying to break into the house. Sure, that provides the action, but it's the interaction of the people inside. You'd find out how frightening humans can be.
Few movies show that better than the grandfather of all modern zombie films, George Romero's Night of the Living Dead. A handful of mismatched survivors board themselves up in a house, hoping to ward off a siege of the undead. Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well.
With all of us working, we can fix this place up in no time. We have everything we need up here.
We can take all that stuff downstairs with us. Man, you're really crazy, you know that? You got a million windows up here. All these windows, you're gonna make them strong enough to keep these things out, huh?
I told you, those things don't have any strength. I smashed three of them and pushed another one out the door.
Did you hear me when I told you they turned over our car?
Oh, hell, any good 5 minutes.
The idea that our neighbors, our friends, even our family could turn on us without warning is terrifying. And even if we manage to avoid getting eaten alive, we can still lose our humanity. If that isn't a fate worse than death, what is? For Here and Now, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
You know, there was a segment on 60 Minutes last night about meteors crashing into the Earth. I don't know which one I should be more worried about now, zombies or asteroids.
They will come at the same time.
That would be a real problem.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.